All right, joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Patrick, we've been kind of on this path lately where we've seen prices go up over $3 a gallon, and then they've dipped back down again. And there are, you know, a variety of factors that are playing into that. What do you think is heavily influencing what people are paying at the pump?
Well, the gyrations in the price of oil is certainly one of the larger factors. But keep in mind that we have seen a couple of price increases here in the last couple of weeks. Of course, one back to start the month of June. We really haven't seen an uptick since then. Prices have only been slowly going down, not the usual plunge that we see. Be that as it may, prices are likely to start making a bounce higher this week as we approach that nearly three-week mark since the last hike. So if you're out there, if you're low on fuel, might not be a bad idea to fill up some point early on this week.
All right. Probably like today, it sounds like, or, you know, in the next couple days.
Yeah, I certainly think it would probably be in the front of this week, but if not by then, potentially as late as Thursday, but this is something that could, you know, really happen today or tomorrow.
All right. There's, of course, work shortages all across the country and all sorts of different job mm-hmm. sectors. And I know that one thing that is affecting the gas industry right now is the truck driver shortage. How is that affecting, you know, demand and gas prices overall?
Well, it's affecting the ability of stations to refuel as quickly as motorists are filling their tanks. It's become problematic in some pockets of the country where the number of people in an area, tourist area, is very high. But we continue to see sporadic reports of just that. Some stations temporarily running out of fuel because there's not enough delivery drivers to restock those stations in time. But thankfully, that's not really having a material impact on price nor demand.
And when you look at Indiana, I think part of the reason that, you know, we haven't risen as much is we're kind of, it seems like we're sort of a gas friendly state, especially when you go down towards Evansville. At least that's what it looks like to me. What do you think is keeping Indiana's gas prices lower than, say, the national average?
Well, a lot of that is just the intense competition that comes with this game of price cycling. A lot of stations have been lowering their prices, and now Evansville didn't take a big jump up like Indianapolis did, but prices are pretty similar now down south. But if you're stuck in northwest Indiana, boy, prices quite a bit higher there. The average now in northwest Indiana still about 14 cents a gallon higher than the rest of the state and Indianapolis. So be mindful if you're headed to northwest Indiana that the special blend of gasoline there is a bit more costly. But just about everyone now across Indiana seeing prices just under that $3 a gallon mark, with the exception of northwest Indiana.
You also mentioned in your morning report that we could be seeing gas prices drift a little bit lower as we head towards the 4th of July. So what do you think prices will look like on what will probably be a very big travel weekend?
Well, I think nationally, the national average will drift lower. Like I mentioned, in Indianapolis, I think we will probably see another price cycle before the holiday. That is a cycle that could happen at some point this week. But when that is done, prices will start to drift back down. And I think nationally, since prices move a little bit slower when it comes to the national average, that I think the downturn that we've seen in the national average dropping about 2 cents a gallon in the last week, that may continue. Oil prices kind of struggling to hold on to their recent highs, down slightly this morning to about $71, $71.50 a barrel. So that's maybe a little bit of good news. But overall, don't expect a huge plunge ahead of July 4. Like I said, it's likely that Indianapolis actually goes up this week before prices start coming back down.
And then you look at later in the month of July, you think maybe after that 4th of July holiday where they go down a little bit, you think we'll start to see that upward trend again?
You know, we may continue to see prices bounce around between sub $3 gas and you know, $3.19. I think that's kind of the target range for the rest of the summer. You'll be lucky to find gas under $2.75, and you probably won't find it over $3.15, but in a few spots. So we're going to continue on this tightrope, if you will, of prices probably in the upper twos, very low threes, for a good portion of the rest of the summer, as supply and demand now pretty well matched. I don't see oil prices escalating much more than this, although it's worth noting that globally there does continue to be strong COVID recovery. That could boost global demand. But here in the U.S., things may be getting close to as good as they get in terms of demand.
All right. That's pretty much all I have. Do you have anything else you'd like to add before we let you go?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Fantastic. Patrick DeHaan, oil and gas analyst with Gas Buddy, head of petroleum analysis. As always, we appreciate your insights, Patrick. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.